It is a fantastic Friday here on the W2 Capitalist. Hello, busy parents and busy side hustling parents. Hope you guys are enjoying your coffee this morning. And my hope is that you don't have any soccer, baseball, whatever games there are at 7 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday morning. Hopefully you can get to sleep in a little bit. And we all are probably chuckling at that. But anyway, sleeping in. What the heck is that? Today, I want to talk about community. This line that was dropped on me, and it's totally true. It's community creates opportunity. And I want to tell you about a success story. One of our new members in the W2 Capitalist community recently had and recently shared with us. Actually, it was a couple of members came together, and I'm going to talk about them as Eric and Mike. And Eric has been a podcast listener for a while. He reached out and let me know, hey, I've been listening to your stuff and following your stuff for a couple of years. It's time for me to get serious about this investing stuff. I want to join the pro community. What's that look like? We had a conversation. He was a perfect fit, and he came into the community, and just so happens we were in Florida with our nomad life. We travel around a good bit, but we were in Florida, and there was a couple of members that we got together and had coffee one morning. Introduced Eric to Mike, and just a few short months after that, Mike and Eric came together on a deal. And basically, what had happened was is that Mike had found this property that he does some wholesaling and some flipping, and found this property that he did not want to flip, and he essentially wholesaled it. That's not even a word, or is it? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I think you understand what I mean. Eric purchased it from Mike, and after doing a little due diligence, realized that he had a purchase price of $56,000 after renovations. I don't know how much he was going to spend on renovations. Probably $30,000 or so, maybe $40,000. He had an anticipated ARV of in the 150 range. But here's where it really gets interesting. Is Eric's due diligence, he discovered that this property is about a half acre lot, but it's zoned for, in this part of the county and part of the city, it's zoned for medium density residential, which allows for 10 units per acre. So the county, and it looks like he's had some conversations with the county, he said, look, you can put up to, we can split this up into four separate parcels, right? So we've got the home that's already built there. It's going to do some renovations. But then we can add three more lots just for the other setbacks. And that other technical term has escaped me this morning. But anyway, other setbacks and things that need to happen for a parcel to be proper. We can make them four separate parcels. So now he can value after he separates it, which costs, I don't think any money in this county. It's going to take a little bit of time because, I take that back. It's going to take some surveying, get done, probably a little bit of money on paperwork to get it filed with the county. But after that is said and done, each lot is going to be valued at around $15,000 to $20,000 each. But if he even goes a little step further and builds three homes on it, they're going to sell low to mid 200s is what he's thinking. So, if you're not, here's the point of me telling you this is if you're not involved in a community right now, a virtual community, an in-person community where you're talking to people about your real estate investing aspirations or goals, you're missing out. Community, going back to the original phrase, community creates opportunity. It's a perfect example of this. There's many more. I'm going to start sharing these on Fantastic Friday. I don't know if I'm going to call it Fantastic Fridays. Sounds a little goofy, but I'm going to start sharing a lot of these on Fridays because it is just a reminder that if you're sitting there on the sidelines, you're missing out. And I get a lot of questions often, or a lot of, eyeballs bulging at me says, you actually give your cell phone number out on your podcast. And I was like, yeah, I do. I give it out when I do guest speaking in other podcasts, because here's the thing. Here's the little secret. Probably less than 1% of the people who are going to listen to this are actually going to take me up on it. And those are the people that I want to talk to. And so if that's you, send me a text, 205-249-0248. All right. You guys have a great weekend. Hopefully your kids will allow you to sleep in tomorrow. yeah, I chuckle at that too. But hopefully you catch the next session on Monday. Have a great weekend.